Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Hello, 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 and welcome to you. I am Bishop Randy Dean, as you've just heard. It is a pleasure to be with you here today, and I hope that you can hang in there with us because I want to talk to you about my favorite high priority subject, and that is the way of love. That's the topic of today, the way of love. It's a lot more than maybe you've ever thought about, and it's still a lot more than what I've thought about, and I've been thinking about it a long time, and I've been reaching into it for a long time. So hang in there. Again, thank you for the possibility of a half an hour of your life and time. I promise to challenge you. I promise to inspire you. I promise to aggravate you some places, but most of all, I promise to leave you with something to hang on to and contemplate for the betterment and the maturity of your life. Now, in order to get there, I like to do a few things on the regular here. And the first thing is to invite you to join me in the Lord's Prayer. I say this often, but I say it often because it is so important to embrace. And that is, this is the most prayed prayer in human history. This is prayed by people in cathedrals and tents and wartime and peacetime and health and sickness. This prayer has been offered by millions and millions of people for 2,000 years. It is taught by Jesus as the way to pray. So I'm talking today about the way of love. Well, Jesus gave us the way of prayer by saying, here's a paragraph. He didn't give us a whole book of how to go through 2 or 3 hours at a time, even though he would go spend all night in prayer. He gave us a paragraph. So here's the Lord's Prayer, and I want to invite you to join me in it if you know it. If you don't know it, and by the way, there's a lot of people listening who don't know it, and you're good with me. I understand why you don't. Maybe it's because of the way you were raised or just the fact that church has been foreign territory for you, and I get it, and I'm your advocate, okay? So if you know it, join me. If you don't, listen in. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the significance of that short paragraph to pray every day. Now, let me also offer to you Love's Creed, and it's not a creed written by a great convocation of theologians and scholars. It was written by me for a New Year's resolution over a decade ago, but I offer it to you because for me, it has been my North Star about how to behave. And for the subject today about the way of love, here is the way of love for Randy Dean. Listen to it one time through in total, then I'll go back and I'll ask you, repeat after me if you're so inclined. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I am alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. That never gets old for me, and I know that sounds self-congratulatory, but it just doesn't get old for me. If you'd like to, I could send you a copy by your request to randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you a copy. All right, and I invite you now, repeat after me. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping, to regain energy, for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. I promise you, these words are, again, they're staple in my vocabulary, my internal dialogue. And if somebody wanted to have a debate about it, I'd probably refer to this three or four times. And I do so here in this podcast, broadcast over time. And listen to me, I've been at this since 2019, of October of 2019, and at this particular venue of offering you, No BS, Bishop, I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love devolve into BS, and that's where my theme has been right here. And to that end, I've given Love's Creed all of those years, and now I want to give you another proposal, another challenge, maybe a whole nother means by which I might aggravate and inspire you. Sometimes I found that in order to inspire, you've got to aggravate people first. And to be aggravated is to be stirred to life, to consider, what am I thinking? Why am I thinking it? Where did I get that thought? And how am I going to move these thoughts towards something better? And I propose to you that the way of love is that way. Now, you don't need me to, but I'll give you quickly again the reference and the reminder that 1 John says, God is love and love is God. Those who dwell in God dwell in love. Those who dwell in love dwell in God. There it is. I mean, for me, I don't need to have anything else except maybe the words of Jesus, who said, and by this all people will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And he said in another place that on this one law, love, all the prophets and all the commandments and all the word of God hangs on this one law. The law and the prophets hang on this one law, love. And I've been beating that drum, and I've been inviting people who come to listen here and other places where I speak and I teach and I do my thing as a called preacher, pastor. I'm gonna beat this drum in all the ways I know how, so that in the passing of my life, it will be said of him, that man could evermore preach on the way of love and teach on the way of love, and more important than all of that, lived the way of love. So, which reminds me to say right away here that the way of love for Randy Dean has been an imperfect leaning into gravity and hoping that gravity will just keep pulling me forward as I stumble and bumble and run and walk and skip. And sometimes I'm limping along this way of love. The way of love is important to see it in that context, because there is no set arrival at love. And to that end, each of us are invited. I think we're invited by all of the mystics and all the prophets and all of the teachers and preachers and all of the monks and the Trappists and the priests and the, you name it, all of the folks who've ever had a significant voice in the mystery of spirituality. This purpose of the way of love has always been at the highest level of those voices. One voice that I've discovered that I didn't know about, I wish I had known about much earlier in my life. I probably would be confirmed as a Catholic if I had heard this voice more early on in my education and transformation from boy to man as a training for pastoring and training for my calling. But anyway, I am not a Catholic. But Thomas Merton was an American Trappist, a monk in the mid-20th century. His life and times, Pope Francis called him one time a man of prayer, a deep thinker, who would challenge all of our certitudes and all of our absolutes with something else to think about. And Thomas Merton, as a mystic Trappist monk, said these words. I'm going to come back to that mystic word in a moment, but here's the words that I want to jump into for today by Thomas Merton. He said, "Love is the only answer. But medieval talk about love does nothing. What does love mean today?" Now see, this is Randy talking here. This is why I want us to know we're walking the way of love. And Thomas Merton asked, what does love mean today? What is its place in the enormous dimensions of the modern world? We have to love in a new way and with a new attitude. And I suppose perhaps the first thing to do is admit that I do not know the meaning of love in any context, ancient or new. Well, I said earlier, I'm here to aggravate you and I hopefully will inspire you. Well, what Thomas Merton says there aggravated me and aggravates me even as I read it now to recognize that he's saying, let's admit, we don't know the meaning of love in any context, ancient or new. So let's press on. Let's reach forward. Let's reach out. And as we reach, maybe gravity will pull in and pull us into the stream of the way of love. And however we get there, let's get there. And let's get there in the context of recognizing that on any given era of human history, the need for and the demand of love, the demand of the command of love is ever more necessary if we are to be people who say we follow Christ. We're disciples of Jesus. My proposal is you can do a lot of other things, and if you don't do love, all those other things are nothing. Excuse me. Paul made that clear, 1 Corinthians 13. You can do a lot of things for God, but if they're not done in a real depth of love, he said it's nothing. He didn't say it's something, it's a little something, and you can get away with it. No, he said it's nothing. And so on that note, I'm asking you to join me in the idea that to live in the way of love is to live in this step-by-step life that says, I want to discover how this moment, how this very moment, I'm standing here looking at a computer screen with a large microphone in front of my face and a soundboard at my hands and notes at a little stand next to me. As I stand here now, I'm contemplating what does the way of love look like for Randy Dean today? Because I believe the way of love is a long, lifelong walk. It's a long walk in one direction. And it's also a pilgrimage in life. That as a pilgrimage, I'm looking for discoveries along the way. How the way of love invites me to see everything as the potential for love in this life and world. And now here we are in the 21st century. I'm seeing all around me the ideas of the church being proposed and taught and energized around. And we've got all kinds of ideas that we should do this and we should do that. And here's how the church can really be an influence in our world and in our society. But I'm not hearing those voices, or at least a voice of that energy and zeal as it relates to love. So that's why I do what I'm doing. I want to give the full energy and the zeal to this so that in everything that the church or people who say we follow Jesus, in everything, it can't be said. It can't be said. It just must not be said that love was at the bottom of their priorities. And so, and as Thomas Merton said, one of the first things we need to admit is that we don't know anything about love, and that it's about time for us each day to discover what is the way of love as it relates to, and then you fill in the blank, you fill in the challenge of the day and the hour. What does the way of love look like? Now, and I know some people will say, well, that's right, Bishop Randy. If we love, we've got to tell them the truth. I'm not a fan of that kind of thinking, because that kind of thinking takes love and makes it an excuse to be abuse, to have an excuse to abuse. I don't need that. I mean, I've got plenty of excuses to be abusive all by myself. But when love comes into the picture, I've got a stationary anchor on my life that says, just because I love does not grant me permission to say whatever the heck I want to say. Love isn't the license by which I prove that I can drive this faith mobile. In fact, love is the way of living with people, not living against people. Living with our world, not living against our world. And then recognizing, as Thomas Merton said, that we know nothing of it in our current day because we've never been to this current day. And so as we arrive in this current day, to take the idea that I get to speak the truth because I'm giving it in love, and verse, speaking the truth in love that we may grow into Christ in all things. That's in Ephesians. I get it. I've read that 1,000 times, and I'll read it 1,000 times in my lifetime. But the way I read that passage and the way I read anything as it relates to love is that it has to do with an intimate relationship. It has to do with a compact with someone, that I am in a covenant. I'm in a contract, a compact. I'm in a way of loving someone. So in the way of love, I listen. In the way of love, I seek to understand, not to be understood. In the way of love, I seek to find in myself what is it about me that cannot love thee? What is it about me that prevents me from loving thee? And I can see that there are many, many people in our modern day, here in the 21st century, 2026, there are many people who challenge our notions of what it means to be a Christian. What does it mean to be a church person? Well, to that end, I guess I want to make sure that people understand that to be a church person in the 21st century in the United States of America is to acknowledge that we're a shrinking crew. To be church people here in the 21st century of America is to recognize, hey, we are slowly but surely shrinking. In 1972, 90% of United States citizens, 90% of them identified as Christian in 1972. Well, hey, I was a robust 19-year-old boy in 1972. In fact, I was an assistant youth pastor back in 1972. I was smarter than Einstein. I was the most brilliant theologian you'd ever met. Just ask me, I would have told you, and I would have been dead wrong. 90% of Americans identified as Christian in 1972. Well, we are now in a time when only 2/3 of Americans identify as Christian. So in 2026, here we are. here we are. We're down from 90%. We're down to 70, 75%. No, that's the math is wrong. But you get 2/3 of Americans. That's less than 90. We're shrinking. Now, in another study that I've read just recently is that, and I like to say it this way, the Church of the United States is being blindsided by a snail, and that is in the past 25 years, since the turn of this century, 40 million people have exited the church. Now, how that plays out is that 5,000 to 7,000 churches are closing every year, and in terms of raw statistical data, when baby boomers, that's my generation, people born just after World War II, the baby boom was on, optimism was rising, and the United States was prosperous and victorious after World War II, and we were feeling that sense of optimism, and rightfully so. But when baby boomers start dying off, the American religious landscape is in trouble. We are declining as baby boomers die. We're down to nearly, let me read this to you. It's going to impact, and I won't read the denominations, at nearly the same time, they are going to shrink by half of their adult membership as baby boomers die off. So two major denominations in the United States of America are going to just be shrunken by half. Now, what is the answer? How do we address this precipitous decline? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm happy to answer that. We're going to have to address this by finding the way of love. And for me, the way of love is a meditation. The way of love is a contemplation. The way of love as a command urges me, invites me into something deeper to think about, to ponder. Everybody has a meditation. Everybody has a meditation. Some of our meditation is podcasts that are never ending. Some of our meditation, and by the way, a podcast I love because this is a podcast I'm doing right now. I get it. But when our meditation is with constant external input and noise and not an internal rising, an internal dialogue, an internal silence, the ability to sit still and to listen to the waters of a stream or a gentle lake as the waves lap into the shoreline. When we take the way of love, we're invited not to a battle, to an argument, a culture war. I'm not invited to prove how righteous I am and how unrighteous you are. I'm not here to battle the LGBTQ community. I'm not here to battle that I have the right political party and you have the wrong one. You're going to hell. I'm going to heaven. That is not the way of love. The way of love is not to prove how right I am and how wrong you are. But the way of love is an invitation for me and for you to become a lover of all humankind. Yeah, and just then you may have had an image of some humankind come through your brain, some humanite that walked through your images in your little photograph file in your brain. And the way of love is an invitation to become a lover of life, a lover of people, a lover of the world around me, a lover of sights and sounds, a lover of the ground that I walk upon. You'll have to bear with me, but just on a side note, I'm a barefoot boy. I'm 73 years old, and I do enjoy walking outside barefoot. Not on gravel, grass, yes, and my deck, which is a nice wooden deck. But I love the feel of from head to toe, I'm touching the atmosphere around me. The way of love connects. It does not disconnect. And as Thomas Merton said, love is the only answer. But medieval talk about love does nothing. What does love mean today? And I'm just going to stop there in the quote that I started with. What does love mean today, right now, this moment? How do I love those people that I want to hate? How do I love those people that I just want to shout the truth at them and tell them how wrong they are and how right I am? How do I love them without telling them how wrong they are? How do I love them without living at odds with the billions and billions of people on the planet today? How do I love in the midst of that tug of war? Well, it begins within. It begins within my contemplations, my meditations, my modus operandi, where I choose this is how I shall behave and manage the world about me. So as the church is floundering, as I read a minute ago from statistics, when baby boomers are gone, the church is going to be about half gone, because we're sustaining much of the church today, even though what's left is precipitously shrinking away. And I'm saying that if that is to change at any degree at all, it's going to be about love. It's going to be about loving every child of God on the planet, all 8 billion of them. So let me wrap this up today by reminding you what Mother Teresa said. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Randy Dean says it this way: biggest mistake we're making is thinking we got time. But I'm asking you to join me and be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. So, let me invite you to breathe deep and to love your breath, however shallow it may be due to illness or age, or deep and wide as you can make it. Love your breath. You're being oxygenated for free. God's love has seen to it. You don't have to pay any dues to get this breath. All right? On the count of three, set up as straight as you can. Close your eyes if you're so inclined, and take a good deep breath. One, two, three. Inhale. And exhale. Slow it down. The way of love is a way of slowing down. Content with where you're at in the moment, and a contemplative way of absorbing the moments of life that are being given to you. Now, the next thing is it's a deep challenge. It is awkward, and it's weird, and it's startling, and mostly because we've not practiced it much, but I'm inviting you to a practice of telling people, I love you. Again, I know it's awkward. I know it's weird. I know it's startling. And I know you need to be wise about how you approach that, but I'm also knowing this. We've been very negligent in the way of love. And in the way of love, we've treated this much-needed communication with a sense of, we just kind of throw it out there and hope somebody catches it. I'm inviting you to put it out there in a way of love and life, so that when you make eye contact, whoever it may be, or however you may bring it about, say to somebody, I love you. Now, there's a conversation starter for you. There's a way to start having a communication with people. As I read earlier from Ephesians, to tell the truth in love is, I'm going to say, I love you. And that's the truth. Okay, I got to go. And I'm so honored that you gave me the privilege of a half an hour of your life and time. It is a blessing and a deep sense of responsibility to me that I invite you to this way of love. Look up Thomas Merton. What a prolific lover. Go out there and do something beautiful, people. Ugly's getting done to death. It's our turn. Be the people of beauty and love everyone you meet. God bless you and happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.